close losses that some people might consider moral victories, not necessarily you guys, but this year there seems to be more of a attitude that close isn't good enough anymore, and that's helped seem to win those games. What kind of attitude have you guys taken on when it comes to that?
Yeah, I mean, just when that Purdue game, we felt that was one we could have got, and lost, I don't know, by one position, I think, and it wasn't a moral victory for us. It was a loss, and that really upset us. And I think that's pushed us these last few days, last week, to really focus in and take the next step.
And you look at Wisconsin, a lot of teams maybe with a weaker mindset would totally blow the next game on the road. You guys instead stepped up, even at Minnesota. What was the mindset kind of in between those two games that pushed you there?
I mean, it was everybody was really, really in tune with what we needed to do and how to prepare. We were focused. You know, we only have a couple days to turn around for these teams, and we're putting in a lot of work. The coaches are putting in a lot of hours, and guys are working to retain it all, doing a good job.
Kind of just going off what Scott just asked. I asked Matt about this after the game Wednesday. 2 years ago, you played Wisconsin, Minnesota back-to-back. Both games you lost pretty decisively. Mm-hmm. To go into both of those venues and leave with victories this time around, just how much more of a different feel is that, and just how... You know, how would you assess where you guys are now as opposed to back then?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the mental toughness is changed dramatically. We at Minnesota this year, we got down by 10 or 11 points and didn't really let that phase us. You know, we just focused on getting stops and did what we needed to do to get back in the game, and it was huge. And it's little plays like that. You know, we got down at Wisconsin a little bit in the second half and just stuck with it and didn't get rattled by it, and that it just made a huge difference.
Are you noticing more confidence at your shot? Because I noticed, like, in the second half of that game, the few times that you did take shots, you were able to get good looks and able to knock them down, and it allowed you guys to stay ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm, you know, I've been working with the coaches. They've been working with me, getting shots in and getting the confidence there. And, you know, I'm confident with my shot. I'm confident with my game, and I'm going to take opportunities as they come. And if I need to, attack the basket, attack, try to score.
How about what you've gotten out of Devin Marble in terms of the fact that he's not, the last few games he hasn't been scoring as much, but he's been able to remain effective for you guys at both ends of the court, and particularly the defensive end?
Well, yeah, it's huge. His length really really can upset point guards. You know, he's 6'6 point guard. You don't usually see that. And for him to be able to affect the game on defense when he's not maybe scoring as many points, it's huge. And, you know, we need that every game.
You noticing more effective methods as far as communication goes defensively? Because I know Coach McCaffrey, beginning of the year, talked about how that was a major issue that you guys had, and then the other night, obviously, it was real effective.
Yeah, it was, and there's always, you can always improve, but it has been improving in that. And that showed in the Michigan or Minnesota game where, I mean, in that 2-3, we had to talk the whole time, and especially when you're in a away game, a loud building. We did a great job at it, and we just got to keep learning from the times we didn't do good and fix it.